Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Columbia County 911 received calls Sunday reporting of smoke coming from the roof of Caldwell Banker Properties at Route 23 in Hillsdale on Sunday. They dispatched the Hillsdale Fire Company and Community Rescue to the scene. Firefighters from over a dozen companies from Columbia and Dutchess counties in Massachusetts were involved in fighting the fire and on standby for other companies who are at the scene. The fire completely engulfed Hillsdale Healthcare and a vacant storefront. The Caldwell Banker offices were also damaged in the fire. According to reports, firefighters were able to stop that fire before it spread to Four Brothers Pizza Inn. Columbia County Sheriff's Office and crews from NYSEG were called to the scene. The cause of the fire is now under investigation. In a story in the weekend edition of the Republican American by Bridget Ruthman and Ruth Epstein, firefighters from several area towns called Friday to a home at 10 Cemetery Road in Canton, where a fire was ignited by improperly discarded smoking material. It displaced a family of three, all of whom escaped unharmed. The home is near Route 7, the Troop B State Police Barracks, and the Massachusetts state line. A woman and her two adult sons awoke to the sounds of the fire, which was densely packed with belongings. They got through the house and called 911 and got outside. There were smoke detectors, but it's unclear whether they went off. They were not heard by arriving firefighters. Firefighters from Canton and Norfolk responded to the initial call. They also called in the fire department from Sheffield, Massachusetts. Firefighters from Lakeville Hose Company, which covers all of Salisbury, called for mutual aid about an hour after the first alarm. An investigation by local and state fire marshals determined that cause likely was improperly discarded smoking material. Out of Great Barrington and the Berkshire Eagle, despite increases in annual costs, Berkshire Hills Regional School District officials have managed to preserve some staff and programs without rocking residents with hefty tax hikes. During the school committee meeting on Thursday, members praised the creative work of the finance subcommittee to rescue the jobs of two teachers, one in design, the other in science. The district will also, through attrition, remove one aide from the Muddy Brook Elementary School and half an English teacher position plus two aides from Monument Mountain Regional High School. Preliminary numbers released in December showed a 9% increase over last year, but officials rearranged the money and the programs to slash operating costs and bring the total proposed budget to $23.8 million, which is a 4.7% increase over last year. Former Hudson Valley Representative Chris Gibson has a new job. College president at his alma mater, Gibson, a Republican who served in Congress from 2011 through 2017, was named as the 12th president of Siena College. Gibson's five-year term will begin July 1st, and he'll be formally inaugurated in a campus ceremony in the fall. The Hotchkiss Library in Sharon is closed today. They'll reopen at noon tomorrow. There's a President's Day hike hosted by the Kent Land Trust, Skiff Mountain South Preserve. That runs from 10 to 11:30. Follow Skiff Mountain Road to the top. Trailhead is on the right before the playing fields. Light refreshments provided at the end. More information at 860-488-9185. Sharon Housing Authority Expansion Corporation, their regular meeting coming up tomorrow at Town Hall at 5 p.m., North Canton Elementary School Board of Education meeting tomorrow at 6:30. In Kent, the Board of Finance has a meeting tomorrow at the first floor meeting room at 7 p.m. The next regular Village Board monthly meeting for Millerton will be held tomorrow at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, the Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting at 10 o'clock at the Central Office Conference Room. The Town of Sharon Board of Selectmen have a special meeting on Wednesday at 3 p.m. at Town Hall. Town of Sheffield Finance Committee Board of Selectmen have a meeting on the 19th at 6 p.m. in the upstairs meeting room. The next Conservation Commission meeting at Kent will be at the Town Hall. That is coming up Wednesday at 6:30. On Thursday, there's a blood drive taking place at the Amenia Town Hall from 3 until 7:30. Walk-ins are welcome. Bring identification. For eligibility questions, 800-688-0900. Salisbury Bank is partnering with the Scoville Library and the Entrepreneurial Center of Northwest Connecticut, bringing you a business mastery series, A New Era of Digital Marketing. That happens Thursday, the 20th, at 6 p.m. at the library. Northeast New York has a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting coming up on Thursday at 7:30. Also on Thursday, the North Canaan Recreation Commission has their meeting at Town Hall at 7 p.m. The Town of Falls Village Town meeting will be held Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Kellogg School in Falls Village, Connecticut. Next board meeting for Pine Plains is Thursday at 7 p.m. Also, the regular town board meeting for Ankrum will be held on Thursday at 7 p.m. On Saturday, February 22nd, the 19th Annual Flea Market at Donahue Hall in Goshen, Connecticut will run from 8:30 till 2. Tag sales can take a break and enjoy hot dogs, chili and or soup, as well as coffee, tea, and soda. Also a bake sale. All proceeds will benefit the maintenance of their historic 1876 chapel. Ankrum Fire Company Chicken Barbecue is February 22nd from 4 to 7 at the Ankrum Firehouse. A half a chicken, potato salad, coleslaw, corn roll, and ice cream for dessert. Takeouts available. Reservations at 518-329-3430. The Hotchkiss Philharmonic Orchestra continues its first season with the second concert featuring guest conductor and soloist Daniel Geddes on February 22nd at 7 p.m. Elfers Hall at the Esther Eastman Music Center. Admission is free. Blast the winter blues and spend an afternoon traveling the globe at the Hotchkiss School's Multicultural Festival on Sunday, the 23rd, from 2 to 4. Community members of all ages invited to explore the world with Hotchkiss students who hail from more than 30 countries and will offer activities, live performances, hands-on workshops, and more. It takes place at the Hotchkiss School main building, 11 Interlaken Road in Lakeville. More information at hotchkiss.org. Family Costume Skate Party is happening on Sunday from 2:30 to 4:30 at the Schmidt Rink at Hotchkiss School. Bring your skates and best costume. Prizes will be awarded for the best individual and group, family, and youth. Youth 12 and under, $100 prize. Group of family, two or more, $200. Individual 13 and over, $100. It's being sponsored by the Northwest Corner Prevention Network. The 39th Annual Student Open Recital is happening on Sunday, February 23rd at 3 p.m. with lots of different performers. Chorus Angelicus, Angels in Training, Berkshire Children's Chorus Junior Choir also, the Salisbury School Classical Ensemble, the Salisbury School Jazz Ensemble as well, and additionally, Ellie Womath, Trevor Hampton, Andy Zhang, Mason O'Neill, Claire Jin, Lucia Montrose, Peacox, Daisy Wang, and T-Wood Kim. It's at the Salisbury Congregational Meeting House. It starts at 3 p.m. It's free and open to the public. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average opens up the week at 29,398. The NASDAQ opens up the week at 9,731, and the S&P 500 at 3380. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.